Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. In today's episode, we'll cover the appointment of Moses as leader and deliverer, the parallel between Moses and Jesus, and Israel's consistent rejection of divine messengers. Today's Bible passage is from Acts chapter 7, verses 35 to 37. This Moses, whom they had rejected with the words, "Who appointed you ruler and judge?" God sent as ruler and deliverer through the angel who appeared to him in the bush. This man led them out, performing wonders and signs in the land of Egypt, at the Red Sea, and in the desert for 40 years. It was this Moses who said to the Israelites, "God will raise up for you from among your own kinsfolk a prophet like me."
Stephen, in his defense before the Sanhedrin, wanted to emphasize the tremendous significance of Moses in the history of Israel. He pointed out that even though Moses faced rejection from his own people, God had a greater plan for him. Initially, when Moses emerged as a leader, his authority was questioned, with people asking, "Who appointed you ruler and judge?" However, it was God who sent Moses as a ruler and deliverer, communicating through an angel who appeared to him in the burning bush. Moses went on to display remarkable leadership skills, leading the Israelites out of Egypt and performing awe-inspiring wonders and signs. His acts of wonders and signs occurred in various locations, including the land of Egypt, the Red Sea, and the desert, spanning a 40-year period. These extraordinary acts solidified Moses' position as a significant figure in the history of Israel. Yet Stephen illuminated an even deeper connection between Moses and Jesus Christ, the Messiah. He drew a parallel between the two, highlighting Moses as an eminent type of the Messiah. Moses led the Israelites out of the bondage of Egypt, symbolizing the greater redemption that Jesus would bring from the bondage of sin, Satan, and the law. Just like Moses, Jesus also had a divine mission and commission as the mediator. Although despised by the Jews, Jesus was ultimately exalted as both Lord and Christ, taking on the role of a prince and a savior. Stephen's intent in recounting Israel's history was not to appease the Sanhedrin or gain their approval. Instead, he aimed to convey two essential points. Firstly, Stephen wanted to challenge the belief held by many Jews that God was restricted to one specific dwelling place, namely the temple in Jerusalem. Throughout history, God revealed himself in various locations and was not confined to a single place. This broader perspective shattered their perception of God's presence. Secondly, Stephen sought to demonstrate that the rejection of divine messengers was a continuous pattern among the people of Israel. Moses, being a messenger of God, faced rejection, which set the stage for the ultimate rejection of Jesus as the Messiah. Stephen aimed to highlight that this ongoing pattern of resistance and rebellion was not surprising given their historical track record. To illustrate this point, Stephen referred to the example of Joseph, who was rejected by his brothers due to jealousy and sold as a slave in Egypt. Yet, even in Egypt, God was with Joseph, proving that rejection does not negate God's presence and purpose. Similarly, the people of Israel later rejected Moses, completely unaware that God had sent him to be their deliverer. It is fascinating that the very man they initially rejected became their savior. Additionally, Moses prophesied that God would raise a prophet like him from among their own kinsfolk. Stephen implied that Jesus fulfilled this prophecy as the greater messenger of God. By connecting Moses and Jesus, Stephen conveyed the idea that Jesus was not an impostor or an opponent of Moses, but rather the fulfillment of what Moses had anticipated. In conclusion, Stephen reiterated that, sadly, the pattern of misunderstanding, resistance to the Holy Spirit, disobedience to God's law, and rejection of messengers continued with the Jews of his time. Tragically, they even went as far as to kill the ultimate messenger of God, Jesus the Messiah. The message Stephen conveyed was powerful, reminding his audience of their rich history, their consistent rejection of those sent by God, and the vital connection between Moses and Jesus.
Let's close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before you with grateful hearts, acknowledging your sovereignty and wisdom. Thank you for the lessons we learn from your word and for the examples of faithfulness demonstrated by figures like Moses and Jesus. As we reflect on the truths revealed through their lives, may we be inspired to trust in your guidance, even in the face of rejection and uncertainty. Help us to discern your will and follow your path with courage and conviction. Grant us the humility to recognize your presence in our lives and the grace to respond obediently to your call. May your Spirit guide us in all that we do, leading us closer to you and empowering us to be faithful witnesses of your love and truth. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Friends, as we reflect on Stephen's words, may we heed the lessons of history and embrace the truth revealed through Moses and ultimately fulfilled in Jesus Christ. Thank you for journeying with us through the wisdom of Scripture. May the insights we've shared enrich your life and faith. Please share these blessings with others as you continue your own journey. Blessings to you and yours. Goodbye, friends.